Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 acid popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey everybody, my name is Doug and I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies coming to you from a rental car. What kind of car is this, Graham?
Doug, we're in a brand new Nissan Sentra. Very nice car. Deceptively large trunk space. I like it.
Yeah, it seems like it's all right.
Good gas mileage?
Yeah, okay. So, you hear that, Nissan? Give us a couple free ones.
Yeah, send me a car and I'll talk about it on every podcast I ever do.
Yeah, hundreds of people will hear it. 50 people will hear this, at the very least. And we're driving from Minneapolis, Minnesota to Madison, Wisconsin.
Yes.
On April 1st, Two Oceans 12.
April Fools!
Yeah. We tricked each other into this long-ass drive.
Yeah, we totally did.
I'm too lazy to do April Fools jokes, like, I should have called you up this morning and been like, you know, give some reason why I couldn't leave the hotel or something. And then when you get all mad, go, April Fools! And then the whole exit will just be stupid. Oh, there's a Culver's coming up, dude.
Want to stop?
I do, but we shouldn't.
I
think they have Culver's in Madison also.
I can always use a bathroom break.
But I love Culver's. It's all, you know, it's all stuff that, you know, butter burgers and custard.
Dude.
It's crazy.
Get some custard butter burgers.
Let's power through. I want to get to Madison and get all set up there, because it's a fun town and we're only going to be there for a very short time. So, yeah, as you've already figured out, Graham Elwood is driving and I am passengering. Since last I spoke, you listened. I did a Doug Loves Movies taping at the Acme Comedy Club in Minneapolis with guests Graham Elwood, Amber Preston, and Jonah Ray, with a pop-on by Matt Myra.
Hey!
Hey! Oh! Yo! Hey! A lot of fun. A lot of name tags. Very creative.
The name tags in Minneapolis, I gotta say, were most impressive. There was a lot of cookie treats. There was a lot of really well thought out. People put a lot of time into them.
A lot of food. I saw a chocolate Easter bunny. I saw a cake in the shape of a ladybug.
Yeah.
I saw, it's not food, but one guy had a beer.
Yeah.
In case any of the panel wanted to drink a beer, they would have gotten picked. Very clever.
Future reference. Anybody ever makes like a vegan, gluten-free treat, there's a good
chance. Then go ahead and kill yourself.
Then I will probably pick it because I will eat the shit out of that. And I will. I know that I will be the only one on the panel eating it because no one else would eat those things.
Yeah, you're used to eating it on stage. So the thing
Wait
I wanted to
minute,
say...
that sounded like an insult.
Oh, you gotta clean out your ears. That was a total compliment. But, yeah, that's a good way to get Graham to pick you. And, you know, since I don't ever say who the guests are going to be in advance, just, you know, keep track of our tour schedule because or follow Graham on Twitter because he's always blabbing about it. And then bring a absolute fun and delicious free snack.
A delicious free.
Make it completely delicious free. Totally void of fun.
I got some vegan cookies sent to me from Sweet to Lick on Twitter. They're excellent.
Sweet to Lick?
Yeah.
Is the name of the company?
Yeah, they're at Sweet to Lick. Is their...
All right. That seems like you'd end up at a porn site if you type that in. So you can get this episode with all the amazing name tags. Probably best single name tag explosion we've seen. There have been some good ones.
There's been some absolute good ones. This was...
San Diego let us down.
San Diego did a little bit.
Yeah, and but Barstow remains the all-time worst. Since name tags have become part of my shows, Barstow is the only place we've gone where only one person bothered to make a name tag.
Yeah.
And that was an actual name tag. He just said, hi, my name is, and then he wrote his name in, I think.
Well, that's kind of what happens when you do too much meth.
You're saying that about Barstow?
No, San Diego.
Sweet home San Diego.
I just did a show in Barstow, and it actually was great. Barstow was fun.
Oh, we had a good show that night. Show, I'm just saying that no one listens to podcasts out there because, you know...
They got ham radio.
It's complicated enough out in your meth trailer when you're making meth. You know, you gotta... Or I think it's a rule you have to listen to... There's a specific kind of music you have to listen to when you're making meth.
Yeah.
I don't know what it's called.
Meth music.
You have to listen to Skrillex.
Jimmy Sudafed and the Bunsen Burners.
So the thing we recorded yesterday will be available very soon, probably in about a week, at the accurate price of $2 on iTunes.
Can't beat it.
And if you think that all podcasts should be free, then don't buy it. It's a simple system.
Yep, then it is for you.
And Graham, can people can pre-order your book right now, right?
Yes, the Comedy Film Nerd's Guide to Movies, of which you wrote the foreword, and there's
full of lies.
Full of lies. Doug is a liar. And there's 11 contributing writers like Greg Proops and Jackie Cation and other folks. It's available at comedyfilmnerds.com. So you pre-order it. We'll probably ship it to you in May, and it'll be autographed by Chris and I and at least one other film nerd. So enjoy that at comedyfilmnerds.com.
And you can see Graham and I, or is it Graham and me? Both of us will be in. It's Graham and I. Okay, I gotta get that right. I can't. But what about the title Marley and Me is wrong?
Yeah, you're a liar.
Oh, Jesus. That just confuses me, because that's... I do all of my writing based on movie titles. We will be at the Appleton, Wisconsin Skyline Comedy Cafe on Monday, April 9th at 9:30. 7 o'clock is sold the fuck out, bitches!
Oh, better come to the late show!
Gotta go late!
Bang, bang!
Gotta go late, or added, stay home and hate!
Added show!
We'll be doing stuff in the Bridgetown Comedy Festival in Portland, Oregon, April 12th to the 15th. Taping at Douglas Movies, where Graham will probably be there. At Cobb's in San Francisco on April 19th. And then we're going to run over to do a Countdown to 420 stand-up show at Cobb. Punchline. Cobb's is Douglas Movies. And then Punchline is where we're going to run to do a show at 10:30. there will be a countdown. We'll do a countdown at midnight to 4:20. And then on April 20, Graham will be joining me as I record my new album at Parlor Live in Bellevue, Washington. And on April 21st, it's the second annual day after April 20, is No Reason to Stop Smoking show at Wow Hall in Eugene, Oregon.
Woodsman of the World, unite!
Yeah, that's what WOW stands for, Woodsman of the World. And we have endless amounts of fun with that. That we're in the Woodsman of the World facility. There's a lot of wood in the room, right? It's kind of a wood room.
And woodsmen.
Yeah. And not a lot of name tags there last year, so we'll see if the people of Eugene are listening more and get into it more.
I think they're busy making hacky sacks.
They make them themselves? That's the world's most ambitious stoners. Actually making the hacky sack and then kicking it around. Wait, there's more. May 3rd will be at Side Splitters in Knoxville, Tennessee, and May 5th will be in Charlotte, North Carolina at the Comedy Zone at 4:20.
All snap.
All tour dates are available on our websites, douglovesmovies.com and
grahamelwood.com.
Such a narcissist. Have you seen any movies since yesterday, Graham?
Since yesterday. Well, yeah, I mean, we talked about, I saw Hunger Games, I saw The Raid, I saw...
But you did not see any movies yesterday night?
No.
Or this morning?
No, we did not.
That's all I'm asking.
I didn't see a 5 a.m. showing.
Okay. Because we talked about all that other stuff on previous podcasts. I don't want to get repetitive. I saw some of Hannah in my hotel room. And I gotta say, that movie kind of kicks ass.
It's great. I loved it. I thought it was an excellent... I mean,
I walked away the first time thinking, oh, that was good. But it's really good on TV in a hotel room.
Yeah, because you kind of get to... It's a coming-of-age story of, like, a 14-year-old girl, but she's coming of age as a trained killer. It's kind of awesome.
Yeah, why doesn't she compete in the Hunger Games?
Oh.
Was she not in the right... Not in one of the districts?
She would have cleaned up.
That's another thing about Hunger Games. Like, okay, there's the 13 districts, then there's where all the rich people live. It's called Poonam or Penham or something. But then, are they implying that there's less world out there, or are there still other countries that they could, because you'd think maybe there's no war in the world anymore, and that's why they do this thing with the kids to try to keep people at bay. Try to keep people docile.
I think part of it is, and I believe it gets revealed in the other books and probably
in
the movies. But like, I think there was a lot of war, and I think so. Part of the world has been decimated, which is why they need these districts, because the districts have, well, this one has minerals, this one has coal, or whatever. Like, they need the resources.
Yeah, and they make them work as slaves, and then they keep them in line by threatening to kill 23 young people every year.
Right. Giving them some hope, but not too much.
Yeah, but it's so weird because everyone looks so cheesy that the TV show isn't that, you'd think that would be the cheesiest aspect of it, that there's a reality TV show of the Hunger Games. But... you know, everyone that's rich acts and dresses so weird. Like you never get a feeling of how Stanley Tucci feels, as his character feels about hosting that thing. Does he think putting these kids up to death is awesome? Or is he pretending he thinks it's awesome because he's the host of the show? And is he richer than other people because he hosts the show? And, like, why does Elizabeth Banks' character, with whatever crazy dumb name she has, why does she, when she's drawing the names and stuff, why is she acting like all everyone there should be thrilled to, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. The Nazis never show up and say, like, isn't it fun that we're Nazis? No, they act like serious fucking hardcore Nazis. They don't try to turn it into a party. Yeah. Or maybe they did, but I just wasn't there.
Yeah, that's right. Missed out on the Nazi party.
Yeah. Well, okay, that makes sense. It's the Nazi party. The whole thing's a party. Anyway, Hunger Games just made... I just was just filled with questions the entire time I was watching it, and it didn't necessarily make it more interesting. It was just something to do.
Right.
Because I was just...
I think...
bored
I think,
by the whole thing. Joe Wright should have directed Hunger Games is another. I'm making a list of everyone.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have said that after Atonement, but I'm saying it after Hannah.
Yeah, I mean, in more capable hands, it's like what happened with Harry Potter when it did, when they got, I forget the name of the director who did like number two.
Alfonso Cuarón did number three, and it, in my opinion, it's still the best one.
Yeah, so I hope that happens with this, this movie.
I don't think it will. I think the first guy's locked in. I think he's our man for all three, or maybe for, you know, and certainly the fact that it made a lot of money, no one's going to be compelled to be like, oh, we need to fix this. They're just going to, but like, as far as I understand, the third movie sounds like it would be like really even more action-packed based on the stories than one and two. So I think it would behoove them to get an amazing action director or somebody that just doesn't start shaking the camera around every time something violent is happening.
Yeah.
And maybe, like, say, fuck it, and make the last one an R. Like, I don't know why they're... I mean, I know why they're married to PG-13, because they can get the kids in there, but I think a lot of kids would go to it if it was rated R. Let me ask you this, Graham. Are you hungry for some games?
Oh, yes, I am.
Do you hunger for games?
I do.
Let's play Build a Title.
Let's do it.
Here's a title that was suggested by Native American, but the E in American is a 3 for whatever reason. I didn't get into it with this person, but Native American suggested Weekend at Bernie's 2.
Okay.
So you can start with the number 2 or...
2 mules for Sister Sarah.
Wow.
You're bang.
This is going to be a short episode. 2 mules for... So we got Weekend at Bernie's 2 mules for Sister Sarah. Sarah. Raw deal.
Sarah deal.
Yeah, that you're right. You know what? I'll take that one back. It's a little bit of a stretch. It's quite similar to Tinker Tailor, which people can hear in the $2 mini app show. Okay, so Sarah. Oh, Sarah Smile, of course, is a Hall & Oates song. Sarah.
Why haven't they made that into a movie?
Sarah. Alright, I gotta go on the other end and go with Lost Weekend at Bernie's. Oh. 2 mules for Sister Sarah.
Alright.
So you need to end in Lost or begin
Land
with.
Land of the Lost.
Oh, you son of a. Land of the Lost. Okay, I will go. I think everyone I'm thinking of is going to be a stopper for you, I think. I'll let you pick. Would you prefer Adventureland or Zombieland? Which one do you think you can add to?
Wow.
Yeah.
Adventureland?
There's a movie that's just called Zombie, but I don't know any movies that end in just the word adventure, because it would be probably Adventures. So, which one should I do?
I don't know.
Okay, I'll do Adventure. Adventureland of the Lost Weekend at Bernie's 2 Mules for Sister Sarah.
The Big Adventure.
Starring...
We all know who started that, I think.
Oh, yeah, who was in that one?
That went well. I mean, Harvey Korman.
Harvey Korman starred in The Big Adventure?
Yeah. And
I think you're thinking of Blazing Saddles.
Oh, actually, no, The Big Adventure, wasn't that movie with Dick Van Dyke where the whole town is smoking cigarettes?
You mean Cold Turkey?
Oh, yeah. The cold,
and they all quit smoking cigarettes.
The Cold Turkey Big Adventure?
That's a weird-ass movie. I got to revisit Cold Turkey, because it's about a whole town that they've got, like, they've all got to quit for a month, and they'll get some sort of grant, you know, they'll get some sort of money somehow, and there's a bunch of, there's good actors in it, like Bob Newhart, and, and, but it makes everyone just goes, bug fuck.
Yeah, and then they, like, don't they, like, rain cigarettes down on the village at the end of the town?
I think that's what, yeah, I think to, like, get them to fucking break down and smoke, they do that.
Yeah, they're trying to, like, shut down a plant or something, and then the plant stays open. And
yeah.
It's kind of a...
It's... I bet you it might hold up in an interesting sort of way, just because it was made at a time when more people smoked and people weren't as crazy about how you shouldn't smoke. So, anyway, I... Adventureland. So, oh, actually...
Ace Van... Sure, adventure.
No, but you could do something with the ad in adventure. Like a movie that ends in mad or dad or bad, sad,
bad,
cad,
lad, cad, mad, big mad, mad,
breaking mad,
breaking.
Breaking Bad.
Breaking Bad.
Yeah, the movie.
The movie.
That should be a movie. It's the greatest movie that's a TV show. Bad. Bad. Sad.
Sarah, a Soldier Story.
Sarah,
Soldier Story.
All right. Normally we drop the A's and the thes, the articles, but... I will take it, because on the other end, I'm very excited about this. Oh, Dad, poor Dad. Mama's hung you in the closet, and I'm feeling so sad. Adventureland of the Lost Weekend at Bernie's 2. Meals for Sister Sarah Stolzer Story. Yeah, that's a real movie starring Jonathan Winters.
Wow.
That I've always wanted to get into. I may have gotten it in another time, but it's fun to get in because it's already such a long title. Probably the longest title ever.
So my words are story and...
Dad.
Story of us. Shall fight for Bruce Willis?
Yeah, we've been through this before, and I don't think we could think of something that begins with us. Us. Yeah, that's... But I know there's something that I will hear about on Twitter as soon as this episode plops.
One of the favorite parts about playing this game is finding out what movies you
Yes, finding out... Here's where you're stupid shit. Here's where you fucked up, dummy.
Yeah, way to go.
Why didn't you think of this obvious one?
Suckhole.
Yeah. So I'm going to go with the O and stick you with another O. I think we talked about this on yesterday's show, maybe. O in Ohio.
Ohio?
There's a movie called The O in Ohio, starring Paul Rudd and... Parker Posey, I think.
The O in Ohio.
Yeah. So now you've got the O in Ohio. Oh, Dad, poor Dad. Mama's hung me in the closet. I'm feeling so sad. Ventureland of the Lost Weekend at Bernie's 2. Meals for Sister Sarah. A Soldier's Story of Us. So now you need something that ends in O.
Daddy-O.
What's that?
A rock and roll movie?
You got so many options on this one. You don't have to make one up.
All right.
You could go Pinocchio.
All right. There you go.
The story of O.
The story of O, yeah. Yeah, Pinocchio.
Pinocchio in Ohio. Dad, poor Dad. Mama's hung you in the closet. I'm feeling so sad. Ventureland of the Lost Weekend of Bernie's 2. Meals for Sister Sarah. Soldier Story of Us. Okay, so I need Dad to Pinocchio.
33 miles away from Madison.
Oh, yeah. 100 to Milwaukee. Let's punch through.
Yeah.
Let's just keep going.
Let's go to the Harley-Davidson Museum.
Milwaukee. Did you go to the Spam Museum while we were in Minneapolis?
No, I did not. I usually try to see a museum. I went to the Harley Davidson Museum when I was working in Milwaukee.
I can't think of anything to stick on in the front of Pinocchio. Yeah, I'm sure there's something. Not a movie that ends in pin, but there's probably something that ends in, like, spin.
Yeah.
Something spin. But I can't think of any. So we'll call it. That was a pretty good one. Pinocchio in Ohio, blah, 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 story of us. Now, really quickly, before wrapping this episode up and finishing our drive into town and checking into one of the many wonderful Hilton properties, I just want to try a game that doesn't have a name yet. A few people have kind of mentioned it to me. It's something that I've done with friends in the past that's kind of fun, so I thought we could beta test it and see how it plays and also what we should call it. And that's where if one of us starts and you name a movie or an actor, then I, whichever one you do, if you name a movie, I have to name an actor that's in that movie. And if you name an actor, I have to name a movie that actor was in. And then it just goes from there that you have to keep doing the...
Unless somebody runs out.
You have to skip back and forth until somebody gets stumped.
Okay.
Producer Matt here. What Doug doesn't realize is this is a game we play on Never Not Funny, and it's called Movie Cats.
So, start it off with a movie or an actor.
Bridge Over the River Kwai.
Okay, Alec Guinness.
Star Wars.
I wish I could think of the woman who plays Aunt Beru. Or, you know what I mean? Like, shut it down. But you have to know it, too. You have to know the answer.
Aunt Beru.
Well, what would shut it down is you wouldn't be able to think of something else that she was in.
Right. Right.
So let me think of somebody that you wouldn't be able to guess something else that they were in. Let's go with, if it's any actor in Star Wars, you could just name one of the other Star Wars movies. So which Star Wars were you naming just now?
The original one, New Hope.
New Hope, okay. You didn't say it, you just said Star Wars.
Okay.
All right, so it's New Hope. Who was in a New Hope? It was Aunt Beru and Uncle Owen weren't in any other Star Wars. Spoiler. Everyone on the planet of Tatooine wasn't in any other Star Wars. I just for the sake of moving it along, I'll figure out another way to shut you down. Let's just go with David Prowse.
Oh, that's Chewbacca?
No, that's the guy in this Darth Vader suit.
Oh, fuck. All right.
But there's another very famous movie that he was in that's not a Star Wars movie, but you can just go ahead and name Empire or Jedi if you want.
Wasn't he in Manhunter or whatever?
Oh, I don't think he was in that.
All right, well, I'll just go Empire Strikes Back.
He was in Clockwork Orange.
Oh, that's good. This is trivia.
He's a big weird dude in a white turtleneck sweater towards the end of the movie that has a confrontation with Malcolm McDowell. Okay, so Empire Strikes Back. I'll go with... Empire. Again, there's nobody that was in that, but not any of the others, I don't think. So let's just say... how about an obscure actor named Harrison Ford? Good luck, Graham.
American Graffiti.
Oh, interesting. I'm about to win. Wolfman Jack. Yeah. Probably not in another movie, and if he was,
it would be more American.
Was he in that? Holy shit! So was Harrison Ford.
Yeah.
As a different character, or...
No, he's the cop, because it was in the 60s.
He became a cop later, yeah. That guy?
That was the whole thing. What they... Remember the end of it? They said this is what each guy ended up doing, and he was a cop.
They don't even say, at the end of American Graffiti, they don't say what happened to Harrison Ford's character. It's just the four main people. It's right. Just.
But they have him he's a motorcycle cop in San Francisco.
Yeah, but I just did. I just thought it was a cute little cameo, and I didn't know if they were implying that that guy with the wore the cowboy hat and always had a toothpick in his mouth became a cop who then didn't act that same. You know, he matured or whatever.
I think that's what they were saying, sort of like, you know.
Yeah. So let me. Okay. So I just need to do somebody who's in more American Graffiti. So let's go with Candy Clark.
Oh, right, she was.
See if you can name another one of her movies.
Candy Clark. Oh,
I'll give you 30 seconds.
She was in.
And I have to be able to name one.
Wasn't she? Was she
to win.
Was she in Friday the 13th?
No. Betsy Palmer.
Oh, shit, I can see her face in 1,000 movies.
Yeah, she's super cute in American Graffiti and got nominated for Best Supporting Actress. And then, you know, as years went on, she didn't really work that much.
Was she in Star 80?
I'd have to look it up, and I don't think I got internet access out here in the open road. But let's see if I can look it up. Let's see if I can find it on my IMDb. Because IMDb. Candy. I'll just look up Star 80. It'll be easier that way. Because also that would be cheating if I looked up. Searching. Yeah, I don't think it's gonna... I don't think it's gonna come through. But I also don't think she was in that.
Alright, I'll just take the hit.
But that was fun, though.
That was a fun game.
She was the girl in Blue Thunder with Roy Scheider.
Oh, shit. She was like his girlfriend? No.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Blue Thunder. Wow, that's a great film.
Like, at one point, she has to drive around and help him somehow. She's being chased.
Right.
Network error. Sorry, we couldn't perform your search.
Another Malcolm McDowell.
Couldn't perform
movie.
It.
Check you later.
Yeah, yeah. I would love that movie at the time. I don't know if it holds up.
I'd like to see it. I know Daniel Stern's in it.
Yeah.
Santos.
Joe Santos?
The cop from Rockford Files.
That's amazing. All right, well, that was fun. Oh, here it is, Star 80. Let's see. That'd be an amazing thing if you pull it out. She turns out to be in that, but I don't think she was. Mariel Hemingway, of course.
I thought she was one of the playmates. Of
Cliff Robertson.
Who's great as Hugh Hefner.
Yeah, I don't see her. I don't see her listed anywhere. She would have been pretty older at that point. And probably not in something like that.
Alright.
But anyway, we need a name for that game. And I think we'll play it again sometime. It was fun. Yeah. It's interesting. I mean, let me know what you think, if you guys think it's interesting.
Yes, you hate it.
Yeah, and thanks for listening to all 32, approaching 33 minutes of this rental car episode, and we hope to see you out on the road somewhere. And as always, April Fool's Day is a shithead.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug.